a real life story about us. I know this Keep It Simple series episode is starting off completely different than how it normally begins, but I, Lalita, want to share a transparent moment about some information that crossed my path I was not expecting to hear. As you know, on my Keep It Simple series episodes, I'm always making an attempt to be very straightforward, not try to be too rigid, but basically be myself. And with this episode, this is truly going to be considered an audio diary of a specific segment of my life. Once upon a time, when I was 22 years young, and I just cut off an engagement with someone I did not love, I actually accepted the engagement of an older man. He was 10 years older than me, to try to get away from him because he was very controlling and very manipulating and manipulative. And so I accepted the engagement from him in order to try to get away. And he was actually paying people to watch me. I was being stalked. And once I did get away, he even got into the apartment I was in and stole some things. So during that time, it was like within a month and a half, 2 months, me and two girls I went to high school with, we went to a festival at Hart Plaza. And while we're walking through the crowd, I see a tall, very attractive gentleman watching me as I come through the crowd. One of my friends happened to stop behind him. I noticed he was paying more attention to me. Eventually, with the help of his cousin and best friend, they introduced me. They basically opened the door for communication for him to interact with me. We exchanged numbers. We saw each other a few times throughout that same day, and we began talking on the phone. We ended up falling for each other, not realizing that was going to happen. It wasn't so much how attractive he was that won me. It was the fact that he was kind. He was intuitive. He paid attention to me. And I never felt insecure or unloved when I was in his company. Were things perfect? Absolutely not. He had just gotten out of a relationship with his child's mother that hurt him to the core. So he ended up in Michigan for only about 2 months. Around the same time, I ended up cutting off an engagement with someone and leaving and getting restraining orders and everything. And I was pretty much free for approximately that same amount of time. As time went on, through trial and error, we ended up growing and falling in love. Over the phone, he asked me if I would marry him. And enthusiastically, I said yes. I asked him if he was serious or if he was just testing the water. He asked me. He basically shared with me that he was asking to find out what I would say and what was the temperature of how I felt about him. During that time, he went on to share with me that the only way our marriage would work is if God and if Christ Jesus was first place in our life. That was the first time anyone has ever said something like that to me that I have dated. And that was when I genuinely felt that he was the one. He would share personal things with me that I have not shared with others, because it was his heart that he gave me, and I guarded it as much as I could. Also during that time, because he was deeply wounded and hurt, there was mistakes that he made as well. And I can understand, you know, you're falling for someone, but can't make any excuses. He was 24, I was 22. As time went on, it became a bit much for me, because he lived in one part of Michigan and I lived in another part of Michigan, and I really did not have transportation, and he was having transportation issues. There was times where he even stole the company vehicle to come see me, and he even got a Greyhound to come see me. Times when he was having vehicle problems with the engine, he still would take a chance to drive his vehicle from where he was located down to the deep east side of Detroit to see me. But most importantly, the things that stood out to me was when he would just randomly ask a question my 22-year-old mind could not process. And it was questions such as, did God send me to him? I wasn't mature enough to understand it then, but I'm mature enough to understand now that he was seeking God's will for his life, and he was wondering if I was his God's will for his life. Eventually, he ended up moving back to the South without telling me. Why? I don't know. I could speculate, but I can't say. He ended up calling me about 2 or 3 weeks after he moved down there and let me know what had transpired. I was so happy to hear from him that I didn't even bother to ask him for a name or address so I could call him or write him, because I loved him so much and I knew that he loved me. I knew that I would hear from him. So it didn't even cross my mind to even ask. And for those who are wondering, this was during an era where there was no caller ID. There was no caller ID during this era. As time went on, he ended up calling me back about an additional 2 weeks later, and he was silent on the phone. I kept trying to press him regarding why would he call me 2 weeks later and there be silence, and he didn't say anything. As I continued to press him, he finally said in a whisper that he left a piece of his heart with me. We eventually got off the phone, and then he called back, I want to say maybe 2 months later. And when he called back, he called talking to me as if nothing ever happened. As if he was talking to me all along, and as if 2 months did not go by. As I asked him repeatedly, at least 3 times, why haven't I heard from him? He still would not answer my question and continued to talk to me as if 2 months did not go by. That was when I said something I knew would hurt, because I wanted him to hurt as much as he had hurt me with the distance and the silence and not hearing from him. And that was when I shared with him, since I have not heard from you in so long, I assumed that you went on with your life. So I went on with mine. I know that it cut him, because there was stark silence on the opposite end of the phone. He said that he would be back in town soon, and if we wanted to talk, then you know, he wanted to know if I would be available to do so. And I'm like, sure, no problem. Haven't seen him again since. 4 years went by after that incident. We happened to be able to talk on the phone again. I found out that he called every retail store in the city of Detroit trying to locate me when he was back in town, because I wasn't working at one of the major malls of that time. I wasn't working at that mall anymore. I had got promoted to another store as a manager. He even shared with me how he would come to my apartment and ring the buzzer once and then hurry up and go to his car to see if I would look out, because he was not sure if I was entertaining the company of another man, and he said he didn't want to ruin my happy home if that was the case. He did go on to share it with me during that time that there was someone he was seeing for the last 2 years. And he was honest, and he said that he could not tell me if he loved me more than them or if he loved them more than me, and that he would like for us to talk to just, you know, get things in order and situated and go from there. I let him know where I was working and that he was more than welcome to come up to the store, because it was in a very busy, high volume suburban strip mall where it wouldn't be a problem or a concern regarding us getting into any type of trouble. During that time, it was like maybe a day or two later, I happened to be at work and security came into my store and they said that there's a vehicle that keeps pulling up into the parking lot, parking in the center of the parking lot, but not too close to the store, and they just keep leaving out of the shopping complex and keep pulling up in front of the store, and they've in front of my store, and they've done it at least 4 times. So they was coming to let me know, like, we just want you to be aware. I instantly knew that it was him. We were scheduled to see each other on that Saturday, and I want to say it was maybe a Tuesday when that incident occurred. When that Saturday came, which was a very busy day in the strip center, I saw that particular vehicle go by, but it was someone else driving it. But yet he was in a passenger seat leaned back looking through the back window. As the person drove by, he never stopped, never saw him, he did not come. And that was pretty much the end. Yes, there were times when I would come home and I know this sounds a little creepy almost now. The vehicle would be parked down the street from my home at the apartment that I was staying at the time. But he never, to my knowledge, made that advance to come forward, although he continued to watch me from the distance. Guys, maybe y'all can chime in on this one, the reason why he was doing that. As time went on, he would always be someone who was almost a standard regarding different individuals I would see or talk to because of his kindness. He was the kindness that he extended towards me was just beyond words, and it was consistent. Yes, there were some insecurities there that I noticed. Yes, there was a little jealousy there that I noticed, but nothing that made me feel unwelcomed or unloved. Here it is. I am 40 plus years old, as well as he. And I always wonder, how was he doing? How was his family? If he had multiple children. That was just something I wondered. After all this time, I finally got my answer. I finally saw, with the help of one of my friends, that the love of my life appears to be happily married with a young lady who appears to be very kind. And that was something for me to digest, to see the person who proposed to me and wanted to marry me married to someone else. On top of that, I was concerned with how he had aged. There's only a 2-year age difference between us, but yet he looked significantly older than what he should be for his age. I'm coming on with this Keep It Simple series episode to share with all of you that, as tempting as it was to try to find a way to reach out to the man I loved, I had to follow through with my own honor code regarding honoring the sanctity of marriage and honoring who he has selected to be his wife. The saying that if you love someone, you will be happy as long as they're happy, it has some truth to it. There's a sad happiness, because I know that if we would have had the opportunity, I would have been the one he was embracing, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I was loved. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it would have been me. I just know it. It's not just me saying it, I just know it. And I'll be beyond a shadow of a doubt that I would have been the one to bear his children. He was the only one I felt comfortable enough to want to have children with, because I knew that I was loved. I'm coming on with this episode to share that if that's what God had for me, regardless to what happened, I would have had it. So apparently, there were some things God saw that would not be a good fit based upon what he has me to do. And I refuse to allow myself to feel beat up about the one opportunity I believe I had, when God may have something so much more that can exceed everything that has ever crossed my mind. So I want to come on and forewarn all of you who may feel like you've lost a love and there'll be no one else who can love you the way they loved you. That's not true. It is possible for God to send someone who will love you more. And not just love you more, but embrace you, accept you, want to work with you. I like what one person said. If it's something you don't want to do, it seems to be very, very stressful. But if it's something that you love to do, even when there's challenges, you press towards it because you actually love it. And it's more of a passion than a stress. I don't know how true that is, but one thing I can say is that I'm happy for the woman he is with. I know she got a phenomenal man, a wonderful man, a loving, kind man. He used to always tell me he needed to feel like a man, and he felt like feeling and being a man was a man who would take care of his financial responsibilities and not have financial stress on the one he loves. That was commendable for someone to say at the age of 24. His birthday is coming up soon. He'll be later in his 40s, a year away from being 50. And I pray God's blessing for him. I pray that his youth is renewed like the eagles, and that he shall run and not be weary and walk and not faint. I pray that he has the supernatural strength to overcome any anxiety or any substance that's not good for his system, so that he can begin to age backwards just like his former love. And if you don't know Christ, that he and his wife come to Christ, to know Christ, to love and follow Christ forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Do I mean what I prayed? Absolutely. I wouldn't want anyone who said that they were in love with me praying doom and gloom because they're not with me. I loved this man so much. I don't want to see anything bad happen to him. And if this Keep It Simple series episode has blessed you, I ask that you cover me in prayer and that you pray God's best for me, just like I've prayed God's best for the one I used to always feel like got away. I love you all very much. And if you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on Instagram, God Giving University Pub LLC. My webpage, lolitawilliams.com. Or my Facebook author page, Be Strong, Stay Strong. Thank you everyone for listening to this Keep It Simple series podcast. And all of you have a phenomenal day.